Welcome back to From My POV with Emily Savard. Today we have a very special guest, Stephanie Ferguelli. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Hi, Emily.
Hi. So Stephanie actually owns a brand called Original Jeans. So we're going to get into that. But first, let's just jump into everything about you. Where did you grow up? Where are you from? Where did you go to school? All that, if you went.
Sounds good. So I'm actually from Toronto,
okay,
which is why a lot of my paintings are Toronto focused, with my number one being the Toronto skyline.
Cool.
I grew up right up the street, actually.
Okay.
Dufferin College in Toronto. So downtown girl. Went to high school here. And then I went to McMaster for business school, actually.
Okay.
So I always loved art all throughout high school and always been creative, but I thought business would be a little bit more practical to go into.
Right. Everyone's mindset. They're like, let's pick something I can easily get a job out of.
Literally. Right? Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? It wasn't even anyone around me telling me I couldn't really go into the arts. It was just kind of my own mindset and
right,
what was fed to me. So I just thought it was more practical to go into business. And then I went into fashion.
Okay.
Thinking I got my dream job. But then while I was in it, I was literally staring at Excel all day.
My God, I hate that.
And I was like, oh, this isn't actually fun. And it maybe won't even be fun for another 10 years until I really work my right way up. So from there is when I would just go home and I just would paint. And I wasn't good, quote unquote, back then. That was about 6 years ago now.
Okay.
But I just liked it. I liked going home and doing something creative with my hands that wasn't staring at a screen.
Right.
And so one day I just started, I painted a jacket. I don't even know why I decided to paint a jean jacket one day.
Yeah, that is so interesting.
Yeah, I always love going on Pinterest. So I must have seen something on Pinterest. So I did my own thing and I painted on a jacket and I sent a Snapchat to my friends. And
yeah,
everyone was like, oh my God, it's so cute. Like, I love that. And one of my friends was like, can I have one?
Okay.
I was like, oh, okay, sure. Yeah. So I painted her one.
Okay.
And then my mom saw all this happening because I was living at home. And she's like, Steph, like, this is what you're going to do. She's like, this is great. And she went out and bought me 25 jackets
oh
the next
my God
day. I know. It's such a sweet story. So she bought me 25 jackets from like Goodwill or Value yep Village or whatever. And she's like, here, paint these. I was like, okay, you're crazy, but sure.
Right.
And
yeah,
I was just having fun. And then she signed me up for the local like Dundas West Fest on Dundas.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've
and
been to that
like,
actually.
Here. Yeah. She's like, here, I got you a booth. And for 2 weeks from now, she's like, paint all these jackets and sell them there. I'm like, no one's going to buy the jackets. Like,
right,
come on. But I painted them and I set up a little booth with my friend. I was like, I don't want to do this alone. So one of my friends came with me.
Yeah.
And I sold some and I was shocked.
Amazing.
I think I sold them for like $20 or $30.
Right.
At the time.
And that was like
no
big
idea.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But I was like, holy shit, someone's actually buying my art that I
right
painted. Like, that's so cool. And I didn't have an Instagram yet. I didn't have a name, nothing. I literally
okay
just had a table with some of my art. And
got it.
From there is when I was like, okay, maybe this will be a fun little hobby.
Yeah.
And I started
that's,
there.
I love that story. That's so sweet. The 25 jackets. That's the best part.
I know.
How hard is it to paint on jean? I've actually never tried, so I wouldn't know. But
so it's funny. Now I only like painting on jean.
Okay.
I prefer it a lot more. It's different for sure. Like, most people will paint on a canvas.
Right.
It's just a different medium and it takes a lot more paint.
Okay.
And a lot more almost like patience, because your paintbrush doesn't glide as easily. You need
right
way more layers than you would a regular canvas.
Okay.
So I personally like it now, but it is different
yeah
and difficult at first until you get the hang of it.
How did you know it was time to bring it into a business?
Well, after I sold a few,
yeah,
I was like, okay, this is great. And then I would post on Instagram and my friends kept buying from
got
me.
Got it.
And so I was like, okay, so, you know, friends and then friends of friends. And then it kind of just grew organically from there.
Okay.
But again, this was still just a side hobby.
Right.
Basically,
yeah,
while I was working, I still had a job. I had multiple jobs and this was kind of always just like a constant. It wasn't until COVID, actually, that I decided this will be full time.
Oh, mm-hmm, okay.
So I would always say it like, oh, I would love to do it full time one day. I had no idea what that even meant or what
right
would go into that. But, you know, I would always just say it. And then I lost my job two Aprils now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was wild.
So April 2020, lost my job then. And no one was looking for jobs. Like,
right,
you couldn't even look for a job.
Because everyone was getting laid off or
everyone
whatever it was.
Everyone was getting laid off.
Yeah.
It was such a weird time. Like, people would think you're crazy if you're going to apply for jobs. So I was like, okay, might as well paint.
Yeah.
You know, I might as well keep me busy. I love doing it. And then it was April 2020 that kind of launched me into being like, okay, this can be serious. This
cool.
Yeah.
So what's the transition like being your own boss and like literally making your own schedule?
It's amazing, but also right. difficult. Like, especially weeks like this where it's so cold, all I want to do is lie in bed and no yeah. one's telling me I can't do that except for me. But no, I do really love it. I love the fact that I can pick up and work from Mexico like I did 2 weeks ago. That part is amazing. But the, you know, really giving yourself a timeline and things that you need to do is a difficult challenge
right.
that I've had to sort of learn how to navigate and, and push myself.
So when you were in Mexico on vacation, were you painting or were you more so like scheduling and like that kind of stuff?
I would say now painting is almost like maybe 10% of the business.
Really?
Yeah, because I ended up switching, not switching, I still paint jackets, but I do a lot of virtual paint nights. So that's kind of where the business pivoted to. So when a lot of that is really me organizing with clients, messaging clients, you know, reaching out to people. So while I go on these vacations, I can, you know, email from the beach. I can sit there with my laptop and do the more admin and salesy stuff.
Yep.
And then the actual painting, you know, is a small part of it now.
Yeah. Well, it's nice too when you have your own brand because you're right. Like you can take it anywhere and pick it up anywhere. And as long as you have a computer or your phone or Wi-Fi, like you can still make calls and do all that, which
For sure.
is why it's more ideal that people work from home anyways now too, because even if you had a corporate job, you can still do the same thing.
100%.
As long as you work from home, which is really cool. So where did the name come from?
So that's a good story. So like I said, I was at the festival. I didn't really have a name. I was asking my friend what I should name it. And she's like, oh, what about good genes? And then genes spell like genetics, a little play on words. I was like, oh, so cute. Again, this is when it was just a hobby.
Yep.
So then I made my Instagram goodgenes_TO. And then I was showing my parents. I'm like, oh, here, look up my Instagram. And then they were like, oh, I don't see goodgenes_TO. I see goodgenes_NYC. I'm like, what's that? So I grabbed my phone and I had went back to look at all the dates.
Okay.
And this girl, after I had built my Instagram, some girl from New York copied the name and made one and did the exact same thing and started painting jackets. Yeah.
Oh my God.
What the heck? So I was pissed, obviously, but it kind of pushed me into looking into trademarks anyways.
Because
again, it was just a hobby. So I started looking up domains. Like I didn't even have a website, right?
Yeah.
And Good Genes was taken. There was also, you know, Good Genes on Instagram. So I was like, okay, maybe that's not it.
Right.
But I was so mad that this girl would copy me and everything I do is like original on my own. So I switched to Original Genes.
Right.
Wasn't taken. And then I like the kind of short form OG. It's really easy to say. It kind of has that street cred to it, which is like what I love about the jackets is that they're really streetwear. So I pivoted to Original Jeans.
Yeah, and it totally makes sense. The OG and the Original Jeans.
Yeah,
like, it all really worked out in the end for you. But it's good that you looked into trademarking because I think that's the one thing with even this pod. Like when I started it out, I'm like, do I need a trademark? Like, and then I was like, you know what? By chance, someone copies this idea or whatever, because POV even is like used people, in like all the time kind of thing. I'm like, I'm just going to trademark it just for good measure, and then I mean whatever, like it, like once you
even
have a trademark,
it's the whole fine you know, legal thing, just looking to make sure no one else has even done it,
right
because you don't want someone messaging you, like I messaged that girl on Instagram being like, hey, you're a copier.
exactly. No, that's so true. So what is your most favorite thing about owning a business right now, other than the vacation thing?
I would say just that creativity of being able to do whatever I want with it is so nice. When I was working in corporate, I think the biggest struggle is I would have all these ideas that I would want to implement.
Dude, you and I are like one in the same. This is exactly how I feel.
You know, you always want to do things, but when you work in these corporate giants, it has to go through at least 25 people to even be considered, and then it most likely isn't, right? So I learned that a lot when I was working in corporate that I didn't love. What I like about, you know, owning my brand is that I can decide at any given point what I want to do with it, who I want to reach out to, who I think is a good fit with it. I don't have to check with anyone.
Yeah, it's true. And it all falls on you to like make those decisions, which some people could see as like a downside because it's just you. But it's like, I feel like when you have that entrepreneur spirit anyways, you normally want to take charge on what's being produced under your name and your brand, right?
Yeah, 100%. And you know, some days I'm like, oh, it would be nice to have someone to bounce ideas off of.
Right.
But I think because I've gone so far into this business, now I could never bring anyone on because it's like, no, this is all me at this point. But if I were to ever, you know, start a second business, I think I would like at least one other person just for that back and forth dynamic.
Right.
I do miss that some days. But at the same time, it's nice that I don't have to check with anyone. It's like a little bit of both.
Do you run the social by yourself as well then?
Yeah. So everything is run by myself.
Wow. Full-time job, eh?
Yeah, you get it.
I totally get it. So talk to me about your hand-painted shoes as well. I saw that. What's the difference in that? How much easier is it to paint shoes?
Shoes are actually so much more difficult in my mind. Yeah, I personally think so. That was also a result of the pandemic. I never wanted to paint on shoes because I felt the market was super saturated.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
There's a lot of shoe painters and some are so good. Like, yeah, some shoe painters are insane because they have like the airbrushing and like they've been doing it for years. So it was always intimidating to do it. But again, I had so much free time that I was like, okay, why not do the shoes? Like, let's go for it. And so I started I bought a pair for myself and I started painting on it and I learned it was quite difficult to do. But after some time and some practice and research on like the right paints, it's a totally different game. Like totally different type of paint you need to use. Different.
Interesting. Yeah.
Different, like even setting the leather first and then painting and then sealing it. It's like a whole different process. But it's what I learned along the way.
Yeah.
I do really like them and I think they look so cool. But I will always like denim more.
Yeah. What was the customer's reaction when they saw you were doing shoes
as
well?
They love the shoes, which was a nice reaction just because I think it gave me that much more followers and like people to my page.
Yeah,
that's great. I will get shoe orders. And now it's about, you know, maybe even 50-50, both denim and shoes. So it was a good call for sure.
And do you buy the shoe first? Or how does that work?
So when it comes to the shoes, with my denim, I carry denim with me.
Yeah.
I'll have a lot of sizes just because they're easier to find. And, you know, denim can go on a lot of different people.
Right.
Versus a shoe is like, that's your
shoe
size.
You need a
shoe
size. Yeah.
So I don't carry inventory in shoes. But what I do is someone will tell me their shoe size and either I'll do the work for them and I'll just get it shipped to my house and they'll pay me overall for everything,
Got
the
it.
Painting and the shoe. Or I just ask them, hey, just order online, but order it to me instead.
Okay.
And then I'll ship it back to you when it's all done. And it works pretty well. If they're local, they'll drop them off to me. But for the most part, I'll just be like, hey, send them to my house. And then I'll paint them and send them back.
And do you go on like weekly trips to the thrift store to find your jean jackets?
The jackets, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the jackets for sure. I found a few nice thrift stores in Toronto now. Even some suppliers will, the ones that supply the thrift stores, I've gone to them too to get like a lot all at once. And Facebook Marketplace and Poshmark.
That's the one I've been hearing about all the time now, and I need to
It's really good because then it gets shipped right to your house, right? Whereas Facebook Marketplace, I'll scope them out, I'll ask for pictures and all that, but then I have to go pick them up. So it's time consuming. But Poshmark gets delivered right to you.
Wow, so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I miss thrifting, actually. That's the one thing I miss the most.
I do really like it. I know.
It's just
it's
like
fun.
One of those things like you could just like, especially in the summer when it's nice, just like grab your bag, go for a walk, go into the thrift store. You don't know what you're going to find. You know what I mean? Like, I like that kind of like surprise vibe.
No,
of, like,
100%.
Not sure. But, and then on top of that, you also do the paint by number. Is that?
Yeah, I know. Oh my God, there's so many things.
What is that? Can you explain that to me?
For sure. So paint by numbers, if you're familiar or maybe not, it's a picture that is pre-drawn on a canvas.
Okay.
And then it's numbered to tell you
what color
to use for each little spot. So
got it.
The paint by numbers was something I did just as a new project for myself. I really wanted to get some products that were a lot easier to turn over and I can potentially put in retailers.
Okay.
So the jackets are great and some retailers do carry my stuff, but they're very size specific and I wanted something that wasn't limited. And it's for everyone and a lower price point. So I decided on these paint by numbers. I love traveling, as mentioned, obviously. Yep. And I traveled a lot before the pandemic and I had all these amazing pictures that I wanted to frame and put in my house.
Right.
So I thought these would be really amazing to turn into paint by numbers. So they're my pictures that I took while traveling.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
that's so
they're
cool.
My own photos. I got them turned into digital images and then now they're on canvases. And what the kit comes with is like the pre-stenciled canvas.
Okay.
All of the paints and paintbrushes.
Okay.
And then basically you just follow the numbered paint colors to the numbers on the canvas and then you end up with these like my
cool.
pictures. Yeah.
So three different brands all
basically,
happening under the same umbrella.
Yeah,
basically, Original Jeans being the umbrella brand and then the three below it.
I know. Some days I feel like I'm running three different companies.
Yeah, that's a lot. Holy crap. So what is your social media been like in terms of like, when did you see a jump in your page from like brand awareness or exposure and all that?
Definitely throughout the pandemic. I think I put, again, I just had so much time and to focus on it.
Put more effort into it.
Yeah. So I was able to consistently post, and from there I saw a growth. I also was able to partner with a lot of different brands.
Yeah, that was my next question.
Doing collaborations, which was nice. So like I collaborated with Hudson's Bay and did an Instagram contest with them. So that obviously gave me exposure to my page. The collaborations is what really gave me more exposure. I mean, you can keep doing it yourself, but
yeah,
you have to eventually start kind of branching out and trying different ways to get eyes on your page.
Right.
For me, at least.
Yeah. So what, like if you could pick one collaboration that was like your favorite one thus far to do, what would you choose?
That's hard. I really liked the Toronto Maple Leafs collaboration that I did.
That would be fun. Yeah.
That one was sweet. It was on TikTok, which was new to me, and they were really pushing their TikTok. So I thought that was cool. And it was really fun to kind of take one of my designs that, you know, I always do, but make it a Toronto Maple Leafs version. And people responded really well to that. So I would say that was one of my top ones.
Yeah, that's awesome. Any exciting collaborations coming down the pipeline for 2022?
There are some that I don't want to jinx and say.
Okay.
Fingers crossed, like one of the brands I dreamed of from the beginning.
Yeah.
It was actually funny. I reached out to them before Christmas and they're like, we were going to reach out to you like the spring. And I was like, no way. So
I love that.
Yeah. I won't reveal it yet, but there is one big one that hopefully comes through for the spring.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Where do you see or hope to see the future of Original Jeans go? Like if you could be in every retail store, that kind of thing, what would be the ultimate dream for the brand?
It's a good question, and maybe a little bit loaded because I have so many dreams. I definitely want to, you know, keep putting my product in stores. So some of my dreams is to get it maybe in every Hudson's Bay store and all the Indigo stores and stuff like that. But overall, I want to eventually have a space that people can come to and paint in.
Right.
So I see having a workshop space where people can come in and like come with their friends. And the same thing I've been doing virtual throughout the entire pandemic.
Right.
Just having a nice spot in Toronto somewhere. Where people can come hang out and do something different versus like always grabbing a drink or something like that.
Right. And you did a lot of pop-ups.
Yeah, it's just been difficult because even if I've done pop-ups, like I've been doing kind of pop-ups for people to come shop with me. It's been so hard in this pandemic. So when I see the future, it's just like when we're out of this, when everything's open again, there's no more limitations.
Yeah.
That's kind of when I see having something a little bit more permanent so that people can come, like a storefront of some sort.
Right. What about trade shows or anything like that? The reason I asked that is because I actually was at a trade show before Christmas and I was with my mom and we came across this person selling jean jackets.
Oh, really?
And I literally thought of you, right? And I was like, my mom's like, this were is such painted? A cool idea. They were painted, but they had some like sequins and like buttons and stuff on them and stuff. Like they were from, I think they were from like Montreal though.
Yeah.
They weren't from like Ontario. And my mom's like, this is such a cool idea. I'm like, I literally know a girl who does this. Like, if you want one of these, ask me and I'll ask her kind of thing. And she was like, what a sick idea that would be though. So I always thought, I'm like, trade shows would be a good spot for that kind of thing too. Like this one was called One of a Kind. And like, you really are one of a kind.
Yeah, I know for sure. Trade shows are definitely good. It honestly depends on what they are because they are very expensive to be a part
of. Right, I heard that.
Yeah, so you really have to think that
you're going
to
sell.
You're going to sell, which I think I would. I think I know the one that you're talking about. It was in November, right?
Yes.
I would definitely only do them in the summer just because it's just a summer, spring, summer jacket play, right?
Yeah.
So I definitely would love to be that. But again, it's tough because we are in the pandemic still. Like this,
right.
I'm really hoping the street festival comes back this year because being in those spaces where everyone just walks by you, it's the best because then they can just see you and you get so much brand recognition from
right,
that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
How important do you feel it is to connect like the community and reach out to your customers that have bought from you and ask them how the product is or anything like that?
Yeah, no, that's such a good idea. That's one thing that I don't really realize I was doing from the beginning. But over time, like people will be like, oh, my God, you're so nice. I love talking to you. And then on Instagram, people will just like message me and follow up with the jacket or just like ask how I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even know you. Like, it's just funny because it's like, I sold a jacket to you. But I realized that customer service, I guess I showed to them from the beginning and really taking the time to listen to what they wanted on their jacket meant a lot to them and goes really far. So I would say it's probably the most important thing.
Yeah.
because, you know, if they like you, you're, it's not just the brand, it's the person behind the brand, right? And if they like the person behind the brand, they'll want to keep supporting you.
Yeah.
And they'll refer you to your friends. So it really does come from like the very first impression you
give
people.
And I think it's interesting too that you started kind of like word of mouth, like your friends were buying from you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like you already had that kind of sense of importance from the beginning, just like carrying it throughout. And I think it is very important for local businesses to like focus on that. I talk to a lot of people about that just because I try to buy local in like whatever I do. And I always like that the person behind the brand reaches out and is like, hey, how's it going? Or like whatever it is, because it kind of can like it creates that personal connection that I'm like, oh, I would definitely be like, mom, try this
brand.
Or like,
then
try this
you're
brand.
You're loyal to them without even really realizing you're loyal to them because you feel like they're a friend at that point.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Totally agree. Wow. Yeah. I just like, I think it's so funny because Stephanie and I were talking about how we don't really know each other, but we're social media friends.
Yeah.
And that's like literally like take this whole episode and like exactly where we ended up is all about the connections with people and like making that lasting connection with people you don't know kind of thing. So I really appreciate you coming on the podcast. This has been awesome.
No, I really appreciate coming here. I've been following you since you started.
For a while.
And
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
I want to be on it. I think you're so cool.
No, and I like love, but I love that though, because it also helps me like with having people on the podcast. I want people with genuine stories and like I have a genuine connection with, whether that be in person or in social media, because let's be honest, COVID, not the most ideal situation to meet new people in person. So
yeah,
it's all about the world of social media and making those connections. So I'm just really glad that we actually got you on the show.
Yeah, me
kind
too.
Of thing. So
me too.
Go follow her page at originaljeans_TO if you want some dope jackets, and you can also get custom ones made or already made ones, right? Like already painted ones. So, and shoes and paint by number kits and basically everything you can imagine for painting. So love that. Go follow her. And I will be back next week for another episode of From My POV. Bye.